Above what?
My Kesher Reshaim.
My what? No, much before that.
Okay,
the Gemara told the story that these two rabbis, Rav Chiya bar Zanuki and Rav Shimon ben Yotzog, were going to make a leap year. And the Rish Lakish decided to join them. So the Rish Lakish said, saw people plowing the field in Shemitah. So the Rish Lakish said, hey, look at these people. So they said, no, maybe they're... he's just cutting the vines because he needs the netting for an olive press. Then there was another thing that he saw, you know, whatever. So the Gemara said, why is he using the word kayin? Because kayin and the Gemara proved we're more suspected to do Shemitah, because they thought, I can eat korbanis, I can eat the sabbatical products too. So Amru, they said, Rav Chiya bar Zanuki and Rav Shimon ben Yehi said to Rav Shimon ben Yehi Tzadok, through the Hudain, this guy is argumentative a lot. he kept finding faults in all the people, wherever they went, and they justified them. So the two of them turned to the Shlok and said, you know, you're an argumentative type of a person. Kimatalahasam, so Gemara says, when they came to do the leap year to Asa, so they used to do things, it was interesting, when they used to have these important Torah meetings, they did it in attics. Because attics was like away from the commotion, it was like private, quiet. So when they went up to the attic, they didn't want the Rish Lakish to go, so they took away the ladder. When they walked up the ladder, they picked up the ladder that Rish Lakish shouldn't be able to go up to the meeting. Saliku li'igra, when they came up to that attic, Shalufa ledagamitusa, they took away the ladder that the Rish Lakish shouldn't be able to go up. Asa lekamid Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Rish Lakish wanted Rabbi Yechon to snitch on these two guys. Amalei, so he said to them, B'nei Adam achshudim ala shviyas, k'sheirim la'abishana. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechon, these two rabbis that are suspected, and that was because they were so lenient, they were justifying the people that worked in Shemitah. So obviously they're not careful in Shemitah. Right? So he said, they're going to, La'aber Hashana, they're going to be the ones making a leap year. Hadarama, then he reconsidered, and he said, no, Lekashali.
Oh, he went back on his own.
Rish Lakish went to Rabbi Yechanan and said, why are these two rabbis great enough to do Iber Shana, leap years, when they allow people to work during Shemitah? Then Rish Lakish said, no, it's not a question. Because they're like cattle shepherds. And even cattle shepherds could do leap years.
Oh.
He said, like Asher, it's not a question. Because they're like three cattle herders, okay, who we find in the Gemara before, once helped the Chachamim make Iber Shana. So he says, but the rabbis have relied on their own calculation and decided the Iber Shana. The Gemara tells the story before that one time the Chachamim were trying to figure out if to make a leap year or not, and three cattle guys came and helped them, and they explained to them about the agricultural thing with the, you know, whether they should or not. So even though the rabbis relied on their own, but he still used them. Okay? So then he said, Adam, and then Rish Lakish said, no, lay dummy, it's not similar to that case. Over there, the rabbis who subsequently voted and made a leap year. But here, it's a confederacy of wicked people. And the wicked people cannot be counted. In other words, like this, by the cattle herders, they didn't calculate. They just spoke and the Chachamim listened to their advice and then they themselves figured it out. Here, these guys themselves are figuring out if you should make a leap year or not. In other words, they shouldn't be good. Rabbi Yechon said, Da'aka, is this just distressful to me that you're making these people wicked? He didn't justify them. We're going to talk about this in a second. Reish Lakish went and snitched on those two rabbis, yeah, to Rabbi Yochanan. He was angry because he didn't let him up. So he complained. He said, well, who are these guys? Look at it. They don't care about Shemitah. They don't scream at the people working during Shemitah. You're letting them do the leap year. So then Reish Lakish said, no, they're like cattle herders. Then he said, no, they're not like cattle herders. Because cattle herders only gave advice. These people are actually doing it. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, you know, it's very upsetting to me that you're talking bad about them. That's the story. When the conversation came to Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Shimon, Amrulei, so the two rabbis came to Rabbi Yochanan.
Those two that went into the attic?
Yeah. Chavav Amir Aleph. Okay?
Rabbi?
The first to the wide lines.
How quick question. What happened to the Beit Din? There was no Beit Din at this time?
There was. They were part of the Beit Din.
So Reish Lakish was part of Beit Din?
No. At this
those
time he wasn't.
Those two rabbis were.
Right.
So he was following them to figure out what they are doing.
Right. He wanted to go here, how they do it.
As a training?
A training, maybe. Whatever, it doesn't say. Well, let's say it's training, let's say.
Okay.
Now, the rabbis put him down a lot. Because when Reish Lakish complained, look at these people plowing the fields during Shemitah, the rabbi said, nah, they're not doing anything wrong. Okay. Then the second gave that, they're not doing anything wrong. So Reish Lakish got angry. He said, why are we... And what really got him angry was...
They
didn't let him in. They took away the ladder, right? They didn't let him in. So Reish Lakish got angry. So he comes to Rabbi Yochanan and says, look, why are these guys allowed to do Kiddush, you know, the leap year? So then he said, okay, you know what? Reish Lakish himself says, no, I understand, because they're like shepherds, cattle herds. And we know before in the Gemara, cattle herds advise the rabbis what to do. Then he said, no, because this is even worse, because over there the cattle guys only advise the rabbis, but the rabbis made the decision. And these two guys are part of the decision. Right? Okay, so... Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, it really bothers me. It's not nice that you're saying this.
But he didn't say he's wrong.
1 second. Then the two rabbis came to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Rabbi Yochanan, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Karlan Rei Bakir V'lei Emeli V'mar V'lei Midi. So these two rabbis said to Rabbi Yochanan, stand. Reish Lakish called us cattle herders, and you didn't stand up for us.
No, right.
He didn't, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't contradict them. Mm-hmm. He just said, oh, it's upsetting what you're telling me. So the two rabbis came and said, understand, he called us cattle herders. You don't stick up for our respect. So he said, Amalu, he said like this. And if you would call, you're not cattle herders, but shepherds. What can I say to him? In other words, like this. He said they could have even called you worse. Because the Gemara said before, cattle herders, unless if you know for sure, they steal our kosher. Cattle shepherds, sheep shepherds are always no good. Because they always graze other, and the sheep go out themselves and graze. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, you know what, he could have called you worse. Relax. Take it easy. What?
But the kosher remains.
Huh? No. The Mashal explains, being done, the Mashal explains that what Rabbi Yochanan answered to them, listen, this is normal language among scholars when they disagree. Don't worry about it.
What is the halacha? Nobody decided what the halacha is.
We're not done yet. What?
Was Rabbi Yochanan belong to Beit
Din? Probably, yes.
So Reish Lakish was running around as a student of Rabbi Yochanan.
Well, he was a student, then he became...
To learn, huh?
Then he became an equal.
Oh. Well, here he was a student, just right at the beginning when he did Baal
Shem. I don't know when this was.
Oh.
Rabbi Yochanan was Makarev Reish Lakish. But there's more later in Sanhedrin. You know the story,
yeah.
He was very beautiful because he didn't have a beard. Rabbi Yochanan Gemara says didn't have a... Not because he shaved. Because it just didn't grow. And Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome. So Reish Lakish thought he was a woman. You know what I mean? So, okay. So, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, if you do tshuva, with your strength, you should do tshuva, and I'll give you my sister to marry, who's more beautiful than me. Right? So he became Rabbi Yechon's brother-in-law and student. And he advanced so much in his learning, he became his equal. Rabbi Yechon Yishlag used to argue a lot.
So at this time, he's...
I don't know. It doesn't say. It sounds like he was more of a student. So now the Gemara says like this. What is Kesher Ishoim? What is the origin of a confederacy of wicked men? Well, what is this expression? So the Gemara tells a story. Shavna v'dodish v'tleisit avse. Shavna, the supervisor of King Chizkiah's palace, listen to this. He was so great, he would lecture v'tleisit avse to 130,000 students. When he gave a lecture, it was 130,000 students. Chizkiah, the king himself, have a dodish b'chatzad avse. 110,000. Listen to this. The supervisor of the palace lectured for 130,000 students. And the king himself only lectured for 110,000 students. So obviously the king had less students than the supervisor. Okay. Ki osu Sancheirev etzar lev Yerushalayim. When Sancheirev, the king, came to make a siege around Yerushalayim, just speaking by the first base of Mikdash, Kosev Shavna Pisco. So Shavna wrote a note, and Shada Begira, he shot it an arrow over the city to Sancheirev. He wanted to make peace with Sancheirev. He wanted to not make peace, surrender. Okay, so just picture this. Sancheirev, the superpower of the world at that time, king of Ashur, yeah, made a siege around Yerushalayim, and Shavna wanted to surrender. So he took a note, and he was the supervisor of the king, so he was an authoritative person. And he shot an arrow to Sancheirev, saying, we're ready to surrender. What happened? Shavna v'siyat ishlima. So the note read like this. Shavna and his party are willing to surrender to you. Chizkiah v'siyat lo ishlima. But Chizkiah and his people don't want to surrender. For the behold, the wicked bend the bow. They ready the arrows on string. Meaning, the pasuk is referring to the point that the wicked are sending messages through the arrows to say we're willing to surrender. Chizkiah was fearful. Okay? Why was Chizkiah fearful? Chizkiah said, we should believe in Hashem. Right, we should believe in Hashem, and we're going to be able to win over Sancheirev. Okay? But Chizkiah realized Shavna had the majority of people under him, 130,000 versus 110,000. So Chizkiah was afraid, maybe Hashem is following the majority. You know, maybe we should surrender. Amad Dilma Chas V'Sholim, Nat Yedekut Daitel Kutshebrichu Basarubo. Maybe God is following the majority. Maybe, because the majority is surrendering to Sancheirev, maybe I should also surrender to Sancheirev. So the Navi Yeshayi came to him and said, don't say Kesher, l'chol ha'sheyem ha'mazeh Kesher. Don't say a confederacy, whatever these people say, confederacy. What did Yeshayah tell him? Claim it. This is what the Gemara says. Kesher Rishayim, it's a confederacy of wicked people. The Kesher Rishayim ain't a minaminion. And they can't be counted. So Yeshayah said to Chizkiah, even though the majority of people with Shavna want to surrender, but they don't count. Okay? What did Yeshayah and Navi call them? Kesher shel Rishoyim. That's why Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, the Kesher shel Rishoyim want to be part of Kiddush HaChedesh. Where did he get that expression from? A confederacy of wicked? He got it from the story of Chizkiah with Shavna. That's what the Gemara is just explaining, where he got that expression from. Okay?
The whole 130,000 of Rishoyim?
but there are Shavna students. So Shavna was in Sobe, he felt that they should surrender.
So it was 130,000 Rishayim, then there was $110,000 Tzaddikim.
Right. Huh? Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. More about this guy, Shavna. He thought Chizki is going to die, and he's going to become king. So what did he do? Hall of Lachs at the Kever B'Kivre Beis David. He went, the kings were buried in a special royal cemetery. So Shavna was so certain that he's going to become king, that he went to make cut out a grave for himself in the royal cemetery. So Bar Navi, the Navi Yeshaya, came and said to him, Malachapai, what are you doing here? Milachapai, whom have you here? Kichatzavta lachapai kever. Like, what are you doing here that you made yourself a grave? You're not royalty. And you're not going to become royalty. See, what he thought is, what was Shavna's idea? Shavna thought he's going to surrender to Sancheriv. Sancheriv will kill Chizkiya. And he, the hero, will stay alive. And he'll become the next king. Right, so what did he do? He went and, because he didn't know the discussion between Yeshaya and Chizkiya. He thought, oh, I send them a message to Sancheriv. We're going to surrender. Sancheriv will conquer Dov, because he was a very powerful king. He's going to conquer Chizkiya and Yerushalayim. I'm going to become the hero and make me king. So he said, let me go make myself he made a keli. He made a grave in the royal cemetery. So the Navi said to him, look, what are you doing here? And then he continued. Behold, God will cause you to wander the wandering of man. Okay? Meaning, Gemara said, what do you mean a wandering of man? Amar Rav is interesting. Tutula de Gavra, the wandering of a man, Kashmi, it is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. Why? So Rashi says, because when women wander, people have pity on her. It's a woman, let's take her in, let's feed her. A man wanders, nobody cares. So that's why he said, the Navi said about Shavna, you're going to be cursed because of what you're doing, that you're going to be a wandering man. Why is he wandering? He could have said a wanderer. He said, you're a wandering man because a wandering man is more difficult than a wandering woman. And then Yeshaya continued, for eight cha'ate, and will wrap you around. What happened? What do you mean wrapping Shavna around? Amar Rabbi Yisib Rab Chanina Melamed Shaparcha Beitzaras. That Shavna got leprosy. Just like leprosy surrounds your body, you know, it's all over the body. He got leprosy. Why? Because it says over here, Va'eitcha Atay, they'll wrap you around. And by leprosy, the pasuk says Valsafim Yate, he'll wrap himself up to his lips. So you see, yata means wrap around by leprosy. So when he said wrap around, it means leprosy. And then Yeshaya went on. Tzanef yitzanchet snefer kader al eres rachvas yadayim. Hashem will encircle you with the enemy armies as a hat that circles the wearer, and as a surrounding wall to a wide open land, meaning there you're going to die, and your glorious chariots are going to finish. Tanitz, it says in a braisa, who bikesh kloim beis adenov, Shavna thought to shame Chizkiya, lefiga nepa kvede lekolin. His own glory was turned to shame. Okay? So what happened? What's the continuation of the story? Kinafikiyu, when Shavna and his followers left Yerushalayim to surrender to Sancheriv, ase Gavriel achte ledashe ba'api mishreiseu. What happened was, Gavriel came, and after, so Shavna went out with his followers to surrender, yeah? As soon as Shavna went out of the gate of Yerushalayim, Gavriel came and shut the gates. So now Shavna ended up by himself going to Sancheriv.
With his people.
No, he closed the gate and didn't let the people out.
No, the people that were with him.
No.
Oh, they were.
Shavna was going out with his people.
Oh, as he was going.
So as soon as he went first. Uh-huh. He went out, Gavriel closed the gate, and they ended up all by himself. So what happened? The Gemara says, next page, Amalei, so when he reached the enemy camp, he says, Mashrisa Cheichel, You told me you have so many people with you surrendering. Where's all your people? You're the only one here. Amar, so he said, Hadrubi. They backed out. They changed their mind. Amar, so Sancheres men said to Shavne, you're laughing at us. Here you tell us that 130,000 people are with you, and now you're lying. They all backed out. You're making fun of us.
Did they back out, or did they just...
No.
Yeah, but what should he say? That a Malach came and closed the gate? He said, no, they changed their mind. So he said, then you're making fun of us. It says, if that's the case, Nekvu Ba'akov, they made holes in his heels, Utlu Bezim Ve'Susehem, and they hung him from the tails of their horses. That means they took the tails of the horses and put it into the holes of his feet. And they dragged him over thorns and thistles. Don't start up. By the way, what happened at the end was Sancheriv had a downfall. Chizki ended up to be right. Sancheriv had a downfall. And the Gemara says later in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara speaks about Mashiach and the Tzaddik Ches over there, the Gemara says Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Melech Mashiach. He was a very great man, Chizkiah. Hashem wanted to make a Mashiach. Why didn't he? Because when Sancheriv had his downfall, he didn't praise God for it.
I mean, how could it be? Somebody is destined to be Mashiach and he doesn't praise God? It doesn't make sense.
Because Hashem... No, Mashiach wasn't ready to come. Remember, I mentioned this many times. When in Tebi happened, this is the whole fight with the Rebbe and the Satmar, the old Satmar. He was a great tzaddik, by the way, not the...
Rabbi Yoah.
Rabbi Eilish.
Yeah.
When in Tebi happened, the Rebbe quoted this, not this Gemara, the Gemara about Sancher, about Chizkiah, and said, after the miracle of Entebbe happened, the Rebbe said that you have to sing praise to God for the miracle he did. And the Rebbe said, because Chizkiah was supposed to sing praise and he didn't, so Mashiach didn't come basically then. So we need to sing praise to God. That's when the Rabbi Eilish, the Satmar, came out and said, it can't be a miracle, because God doesn't do miracles through the Tzionim. Mm-hmm. By them, the Zionists were treif, like Goyim, Wurstenberg. So he said, God can't do a miracle through sinners. So you can't, how can the Lubavitcher Rebbe say, God did a miracle and therefore we need to sing praise to God? So Rabbi Eilish came out and said, God doesn't do miracles through sinners. That's when the Rebbe came out and answered, as we mark about it by the Fabrengen. The Rebbe came out and said, I'm asking a public shaila to the world. I'm asking a halachic question to the world. And the Rebbe said like this, he prefaced it. A religious Jew believes that God is the healer of all flesh. God is the healer. And the doctor is only a shliach of Hashem. That's a given, right? So now the Rebbe said, I'm asking a halachic question. The Rebbe said, I'm asking an open halachic question to the world. You have two doctors. One is super frum, but not such a good doctor. And you have a doctor who's totally not frum, but an excellent doctor. Who does Halacha say to go to?
One's a better doctor.
Better doctor, yeah.
Of course. He's a non-frum apicatus.
That's his problem.
No, the Rebbe said...
It's a shaliach.
But the Rebbe said something else first.
That's beautiful. So therefore...
It's obvious. Not only that, the Satmar himself was saved from Europe through a non-religious Jew. Non-religious Jew actually saved the Satmar coming out from Europe during the war. But before that, the Rebbe prefaced it. The Rebbe prefaced this whole thing before he asked Halachic Shaila. The Rebbe screamed, how could you say that these people are sinners? The Rebbe said, those people that went on the raid of Entebbe were risking their lives. Nobody knew what was going to happen. In fact, one guy did get killed.
Netanyahu's
brother got killed, yeah? But all those guys risked their lives. The Rebbe said, a person, a Jew, who's willing to risk his life to save another Jew you call wicked, he's holy. And the Rebbe said, even according to you that they're wicked, I'm asking you a shaila. So first the Rebbe said, how can you say they're wicked?
Did you get a response, Rabbi?
No.
Isn't Satmar Hasidic?
But there is so anti-Israel that the Zionists were treif.
They still are, no?
They still hold like that.
That's the one that went to Iran.
No,
the Satmar was a holy guy. I mean, I'm not talking about the today's ones. The Rabbi Yelush was a holy tzaddik. He had a different opinion than the Rebbe. Listen, when the Rebbe came out in 67 with the Tefillin campaign, before the Six-Day War, it was the Mamash prophecy. The Rebbe said, "You have to Tefillin is going to help the Jews." So the Satmar came out against it too. No, they say, by the way, the Satmar Chassidim have an opinion. They say Nishtakach Teiras HaBaal Shem Tov. The teachings of the Baal Shem Tov were forgotten. They don't agree that the Baal Shem Tov said Lev Avidu because he's a Jew. They say it was forgotten. Whatever. That's what they say.
So who do they follow?
So the Rebbe got the in the Sefer Vayol Moshe.
No,
Vayol Moshe. He came out a whole thing against the Rebbe's tefillin campaign. Number one, how can you put tefillin on sinners? Number two, they thinking about women. How could you put tefillin on with them? And then they didn't wash their hands. It came up with every cockamamie thing why you shouldn't put on tefillin. And by the next Fabring, and after the book came out, the Rebbe went through every... The Rebbe didn't... They asked the Rebbe if he read the book. The Rebbe said only those things that he opposed mifs the tefillin. The Rebbe looked at, and he answered one by one why his things are not acceptable. One by one. It's printed already. In the Rebbe's works. Question, how could you do this? The Rebbe answered. How could you do this? The Rebbe answered. The whole thing about mifs the tefillin, the Rebbe answered every one of his points why you can't put on tefillin. But that's their shita, that a non-religious person is treif. You have to disassociate with them, and so on. Anyway, but he was a very great man. He just had a different opinion in Yiddishkeit. It wasn't that he was a very, God forbid, he was a very holy tzaddik. Him and the Rebbe were personally very close friends. He went to be Menachem Oval, the Satmar, when the Satmar was sitting Shiva. The Rebbe was already a Rebbe in the earlier years. The Satmar came to the Rebbe to be Menachem Oval when the Rebbe lost his mother in 65. They were very close.
Same age?
No, Rabbi Yehuda was older.
Yeah.
But he was very close with the Rebbe.
Looked like a mouth.
Okay, right then.
No, these people.
Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar says... Shavna Bal Hanohaya. Shavna was a pleasure seeker. He was a low life. So he said, how do we know? Ksiv Achalech Be'el Seichen Hazeh. We got to Shavna, it's written, go approach this treasurer. Ksiv Hasim Tilei Sechenes. She should be for him by David HaMelech. She took Avishag Hashananims to warm him. So you see that he was a low life. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. V'aymet, the Pasuk says, when the Shasos had destroyed, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Tzadik Mapoal. Okay, what has the righteous one done? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda and Rav Ina, Rav Yehuda and Rav Ina are arguing. Chad Amar, Elu Chizki V'Seyata. This refers to Chizki and his party had destroyed. Tzadik, people are going to ask, Tzadik Mapol, what did God do to the righteous people? V'chad Amar, another person said, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yoris, if the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed by Shavna's plot, people would say, Tzadik Mapol. In other words, like this, the Pasuk says that if the Tzadikim are destroyed, what are the wicked going to say? So some one opinion says they said it's about Chizkiah, that they said about Chizkiah. If Chizkiah is going to be destroyed, the righteous ones, what are the wicked going to say? Look what God's doing, he's destroying his righteous one. And the other opinion says it refers to the Beis HaMikdash. That they say if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, look what God's doing to the righteous.
Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
Did Sanhedrin finally attack Jerusalem or
no? Yeah, but he lost.
In the same year?
That's why we read Avteira and... and Pesach, because Mapola, the downfall of Sancheriv, was on Pesach.
So did he split people around the world?
Huh?
Sancheriv was the one that
ruled the whole world.
Scattered people.
Yeah.
But not Jews. Well, not the Jews, right?
No, he conquered the world, and then he came to destroy Yerushalayim. And he was very powerful. He finished conquering the world. Yeah? So, Shavna said, you know, let's go make peace with him. At least then I'll become the king of Jerusalem. And Chizkiah said, no, we're going to not fight. We're going to stay. We're not surrendering to him. So, Shavna's the story that we just learned, right? And Chizkiah won, and he didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael.
Was before the Persian Empire?
I don't know history. Is
because there's a story where Chizkiah goes to sleep happy and he wakes up and they're all destroyed. Hashem just took care of
it. Yeah.
Sanherib, it was the king of Ashur.
Ashur. Assyria, not Syria. Assyria.
So it was.
I don't know. Yes, people don't know history. I don't know history. I don't know.
Well, except before the destruction of first Beit HaMikdash, yeah.
Yeah.
So it must have been before, I mean, Nebuchadnezzar.
Sancheriv was in the time. No, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first base of Mikdash.
After him. Okay, so he was.
Yeah, Sancheriv was before Nebuchadnezzar. Right?
But Sancheriv, what he did was to control, to strengthen his control, like you said, he took the people from all the countries that he captured and he mixed them all around. He put people from this country here, there. Why? Because if you're not home, you're a stranger, so then you can't get back your power. Sancheriv didn't want that after he conquered everybody, they're going to get together and reconquer him. So what did he do? He took Sancheriv who built Bavel Asylum, the Gemara says. That's why.
That's it called Bavel.
That's one of the reasons Bavel. But that's also one of the reasons why the Gemara says that Neiman Gad a Mitzri. Neiman was a Mitzri. And he wanted to convert, and Gamliel said, you can't, because it says a Mitzri cannot become. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, what are you talking about? Sancheriv came and mixed up the world. So Mitzri is not Mitzri, and this is not this, and this is not that, so why can't he convert? He can convert and be a Jew. That's the whole Gemara, right? In different places. But that's what Sancheriv did. So Shavna wanted to give in to him. And Chizkiah said, you know what, maybe he's right, the majority. Maybe they're right. So Nasan Anavi, I mean Yeshaya said to him, what are you talking about? They're wicked. You can't do it. The Confederacy of wicked. And Lepel, look what happened to Shavni. He got destroyed. He was led on a horse tail. I mean, you know, he was killed.
It's worse than waterboarding.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, now Bishlaim Lamandi Ama Elam Akshvesi. So now the Gemara says like this. Shasis. One says was Chizkiah, and one says, the Shavna, and one says that Shasas, one says it's Chizkiah, one says it's Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Bishlam Eman Yamel Machshveisa Shaitzirachah. Therefore, it says Shasas, because then like it says Shasas Yereisen, the Shasas of Shavna were destroyed. Okay, but Eman Yamel Beis HaMikdash. Nami, and the one that says the Beis HaMikdash should also make sense. Why? The Tanan, what does Shasis mean? Evan Haisa Shami Mason of Yamarishanim, there was a rock in the Holy of Holies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ushsiya Yisinikras. It was called Shasiya. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Why? Because that was the foundation rock of the world. God took that rock and built the whole world around it, and that rock ended up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Arun was on top of the rock. And the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Arun, but the rock was there. Elam al Yamech Chizkiah v'Yaseyatei. But if you're telling me it's Chizkiah and his people, yeah? Heichen Ashken and Tzadik, Dikri Shosses. Where do you find the Tzadik is called Shosses? So Gemara says, yes, we do find it. Dechsev Lashem Metzukei Eretz. For Hashem are the pillars of the earth, the Yoshes Alam Table, and upon them he founded the world. It says the Yoshes. Ibayisema, or another pasuk says, Hifli Eitza Higel Toshia. He has shown wonderful counsel, vast wisdom. Which again, the word Toshia, which is the root of the word Shasis. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, but by the way, the word Toshia refers to Taita. Hifli Eitza, it says, when Hashem made this Eitza, Taita is called Toshia. So the Gemara asks, Lama Nik Amar Bechinen, Lama Nikashma Toshia. Why is Taita called Toshia? So it says, interesting. Toshia comes from the word mitasheshes. It weakens the power of a person.
Well, this is the Makora.
Yeah. So he says, why? He says, at the bottom, he explains from Rashi, because a Jew is given so many mitzvahs, he doesn't have time to go to the gym. I mean, that's not really what he says, but... basically.
Is it the Torah learning or just doing the mitzvot? Or what is it talking about? The physical act of it or learning aspect of it?
Torah weakens the power of a person.
Through learning or through doing the mitzvot?
No, here the Mashal explains that what does it mean weakened? Not physically, it means the desires are weakened. The Yetzer Hara is weakened. You have so many mitzvahs, you can't do this, you can't do that, so you can't give in to your Yetzirah. But simply, by the way, it means mitashesh es kechel shodin, that's so with Resh Lakish. When he tried jumping back, he fell into the river. Rabbi Echen quoted this pasuk.
Because of the learning again, or because of doing the mitzvot?
Even accepting it. Doing mitzvahs, it says.
Oh, I see.
Dover Acher, why is it called Tishia? Teret Shia shenitne bechashoi, mipnei asatan. Torah was called Toshia because it was given quietly against the Satan. We know the Gemara says, remember we learned this Shavuos time, that the Satan, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah, he got rid of the Satan, sent him on a mission to China. So it says, why? Because Hashem would give the Torah, the Satan would come and make problems, so God got rid of him. So God gave the Torah secretly without the Satan there. David Acher, another interpretation, Teshia, what does Teshia mean? Teyedvan Shotehu, words which are just unclear, Shodam Meshusta Salam, which the entire world is founded. Meaning, the world is founded, what keeps the world existing? The Torah learning of the scholars.
Teshia Devarim Shotehu.
Yeah.
Was it the
no, Eilim Teil Vavail means that.
Nothingness.
Huh? Toshia is Tohu and Shas. Meaning it founded the Teil Vavail, meaning it made of the world. It makes the world. The Gemara says the world stands in the Torah scholars.
Mm-hmm.
That's the source of it.
He's talking about the words that are nonsense. Tohu.
No,
they don't have
not at
meaning.
All. No. Okay, Amr Ula. Ula said, Machshava meyala safila ledivrei Torah. Okay? Thoughts about one's livelihood cause him to forget Torah. It's an interesting way that Rashi explains this Gemara. Rashi says that what does it mean, Toshia? Toshia means even if you start thinking about business, it's going to stop you from learning Torah. It's a very interesting Gemara. Abaya said, the great Abaya, yeah? He said that a day that my stepmother, he was orphaned from birth. He was raised by a nurse, a stepmother. So he said, the day my mother asks me to get me some water, my whole day of learning is killed. Why? Because these Tanoim and Amiraim had such strong concentration of learning that a slight deviance from the learning caused them, the mind wasn't working. That's the problem in today's world. There's so many disturbances from learning that it's impossible to learn. So Gemara Aula said, even a machshava helps not to learn Torah. Shenema made for machshavim, he abolishes the thoughts of the clever. Leisasena yedem toshia, and their hands will not accomplish toshia. And then he says, Amar Rabba Rabba Silidus, Imasuk and Lishma, if the people are engaged in Torah for its own sake, then Eina Mielis, then an evil thought won't get in the way. Hashem will protect. If you learn Torah for the mamish, the right purpose, the foreign thoughts are not going to help. Shenamar, Rabba is Machshava is Belev Ish, Vatsas Hashem Yisokum. Okay, what does that mean? Eitze Sheyesh B'Dvar Hashem, counsel Torah, which is the word of God, Yisokum will stand forever. Am Rab Yehuda Eimasai. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's it. That's this. Okay, we'll stop here. That's the next part of the mission.